Welcome to Avirim Yerushalmi. We're holding Ma'aseh Shein Daf Mimvov in the Oiz Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting Daf Mimvov Amud Beis in the two dots towards the bottom. It says the Mortani Kerem Revai Mitzanim Usa Bekzuzus Adomo Shul Lesho. Our Mishnah said the different signs you do to tell people which Isser you have over here. So Kerem Revai, which is only a 1 year Isser, it's only 1 year applies to the tree, you put it in Bekzuzus Adomo, you sign with piece of mud. Because it's Lashar, it's only a temporary thing, it's only 1 year, so you use a piece of mud, of earth, which usually, to get away, you can't leave them for too long. Shalorlo b'charosis, b'chivro, shuyoysim again. By orlo, you use the charsis, use the clay, because that lasts for a longer time, it's 3 years. So you have an item that lasts for longer. Says the one that b'mvobam udalef, v'shakivro is b'seed, duyoysim again. And kvarim, you do a seed with plaster, because that really lasts forever. So that's why you have to have something that lasts forever. It's all part of the simen. Tarim chalata ben sholim, ayu yechidois, toile beim oizne chavirs. If you're talking about, you don't have a big vineyard, you have only single vines, so you can't come and put around it pieces of mud. So then what you do is, toile beim oizne chavirs. You just put in the ears of the barrels, meaning the handle of the barrels, that's the simen. Why don't we just say that the reason we're putting the earth by the Netta Revai and the clay by the Orlo and the plaster by the Kvarim, based on the nature of what it is? The Prey Moshe explains it a little bit. The Netta Revai, you can enjoy it like Adama, like earth that you can enjoy. The Orlo is with the Cheres, with the clay, because you don't enjoy it like the Cherosis. Like broken pieces of clay. And the reason you use plaster for gray is because to just remind you the color of the bones. So each one is just symbolizing what it is, not because it lasts longer. We bring an example to this of simonim that we do, which are more similar to what the item is. Ilan shel Ekdesh, I have a tree of Ekdesh. You put in it a red color. As the Gemara is going to say later, because it reminds you of Chuchel Sikro, the red line on the Mizbeach. You make it black with coal to give a simen. It's also bad. No, it's like something which is burnt. When you have a house of tzaras, you put it into afir, put it in ashes, because you the same way you do to the house, that you break it down until it becomes small pieces like offer afir. You see someone who was killed, bedam. You mitzayin it with blood. Mokom Egla Arufa, a place you have to bring Egla Arufa, Bechagur Shlavon, you put a belt of stones, like Egla Arufa, you're not allowed to use that area anymore, so you put a belt of stones. So this is the morning now, going back to the beginning of the list, we learned that Ilon Shalegdish, you put in it a red color. So he says, why not? Someone's going to see the red color. He's going to say, maybe Shema Ilon Shubinabel Piroisavu. Maybe it's a tree that loses its fruits. Like at that, didn't we learn? Ilon Shubinabel Piroisavu, a tree that causes the fruits to fall down. He's not able to grow fruits. So you put in it a red color, so people will know to daven for it. You put in heavy stones, and you make it heavy. What we do, we take away a little of the power of the tree. The tree is like, has too much power in it, and therefore the fruits don't remain. So you make it a little bit tired, so it can hold on to its fruits. So there's a difference. Tamun del Yossi Puroi. The year is after the fruits grow. I don't want him to lose the fruits. Here in the beginning of the growth, right away when the tree is planted, you put in the red color to show it belongs to Hekdesh. Why don't you say that what is the difference between Hekdesh and a tree that cannot bear fruits? What's the simon you put on a Hekdesh? You put a small line of red, like the Mizbeach that has a red sign in it. As we learned there, you have a red line in the middle of the Mizbeach. To know which blood, there's some blood you have to throw on the top of the Mizbeach, some blood you have to throw on the bottom of the Mizbeach. So you show the border, where's the top, where's the bottom. So that's the simon in the tree, one small line. Not like other tree that doesn't have fruits, which is a much bigger and larger sign. Says the Gemara, and Daf Mevov Amud Beis, another answer. What you write in the red is you write the words Hekdesh. And there's no questions. And this is Hekdesh. And that's the differentiation between the Hekdesh and the regular tree. So the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah said, the Rishon Galil says, if it's Shemitah, then you should do signs. But during the year, the regular year, you don't do signs. Because anybody wants to steal, so it's his problem. Says the Gemara, isn't that like a basic? The same way a basic says we don't care about the Ramoim. So Rishon Galil said he doesn't care about Ramoim. What is your basic? Rishon speaks about someone who gives the apundokis, meaning a host, he wants to give her to cook for him food. So he's saying, whatever you give her, you have to do Truma Samaisus, and you have to take back to Truma Samaisus, because Yechayishin, maybe she switched it. See, if you switched it, so why am I doing it for her? Why have to do Truma Samaisus for her? Do only what you take back for yourself. So the Gemara, Mistab Rabbi Yisi Yoidev Shem Galil. It's true, Rabbi Yisi there will agree with Shem Galil over here, that the person who steals, I don't care about it, I'm not going to do signs for him. What's Orla, what's that there of that? But Shem Galil, lo Yoidev Rabbi Yisi, Shem Galil will not agree to Rabbi Yisi. Why? It says in my basic, Yodav Shugam Leel Shen Ochim the Ramoyim. We don't care so much about the Ramoyim. Shugam Leel, lo Yodav Basic, Shen Der Chavel lo Itzi mi Beis to Dov Shen Mesukan. At the end of the day, a Chavel doesn't want to take fruits out of his house that are not fixed. So you give it to this woman when there's no Trumas of Isis because you know she's going to steal it. But then you took out from your house fruits are not Mesukan. A Chavel doesn't want to do that, and therefore, even when the woman is doing something wrong, he still wants to do Trumas of Isis before giving it to her. Says the woman shakvaras and the base kvaras for a mace, you have to do a tzion. Says the woman nine a tzion. How do we know you have to do a tzion? Rabbi Achir of Yaakov bar bas Yaakov b'shem avichun yod de baris chavran. The baris chavran means base choron. He comes to the place base choron, and we have a few other people here who tried to quote to give in that place. Rabbi Yisio malo Yaakov bar Achov b'shem chanan the baris chavran from base choron. Rabbi Chizkio he quoted Rabbi Zil b'reid avichun yod de baris chavran. Rabbi Zil the son of avichun yod baris chavran. B'sher Nechun the Bras Chavran, the name of his father. Nechun your friend, the Bras Chavran from Beis Chavran. What did he say? Tameh, Tameh Yikro. That a Mitzrayu leaves the Mach and he has to scream out, Tameh, Tameh. Kadesh Deh Tuma Koyir Lecho Befio Vormeres Lecho Poish. You see from here, the Tuma has to scream, I'm Tameh. So whenever you have Tuma, you have to have a sign. This is Tameh, so people should go away. Revealed B'sher Shmuel Bar Nachman, they learned, they dashed to follow him Psukim. This is Psukim in Sefer Yecheskel. V'ol V'ro Yivim Baritz, people who pass on here to show, V'ro Etzem Adam, they'll see a bone of Adam. Ubono it's a tzion, they make a tzion there. Mikanshim it's sainim alatzomas. From here you see a bone, you put a tzion to say there's a bone over here. Adam, it says etzem Adam, we learn from Adam. Kanshim it's sainim ala shizro velagugoylis, which means the spine and the skull. Uvono, after built, you learn from the word bono. Kanshim it's sainim gebe even kvu, has to be an even which is kvu, which is not moving. Imato imel, even alatlusha, can't be a movable stone. If you put it next to the Torah, she's going to move somewhere else and it'll make Tuma there. So it has to be something which is not moving. Etzloy, what it means, you put it next to it, you don't put it on top of it, literally people will come, by mistake will touch it. But Bimokav Tahara, you have to put it next to it, in a place of Tahara, say you're getting close, you're getting near to a place of Tuma. And ends the Gemara from Zayin Amud Aleph, Tzion, Mikam Tzion. It says the Pasuk, you to put a Tzion, from here you learn that you have to do a Tzion, you have to do a sign for people to know that the Tumah is coming about. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Mem Vov.